March 1st. John chapter 6, verses 60 through 71. Many of his disciples heard this and said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" Jesus knew within himself that his disciples were grumbling, and he asked them, "Does this shock you? What then if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but some of you do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning who would not believe and who would betray him. And he was saying, "Because of this I have told you that no one can come to me except it be given to him of the Father." Therefore many of his disciples turned back and did not walk with him any more. Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have known that you are God's Holy One." Jesus replied, "Have I not chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" Now he was speaking about Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for he was one of the 12 who was about to betray him. Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 23. The Pharisees and certain ones of the scribes from Jerusalem approached Jesus and noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled, unwashed hands. The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands up to the elbows, holding the tradition of their elders. After they return from the marketplace, if they do not wash, they do not eat. And there are many other things which they have received to keep, the washing of cups, pots, brass utensils, and dining couches. The Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk after the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" He answered, "Isaiah has prophesied well of you hypocrites. As it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain they worship me, teaching as precepts the commandments of men.' You have forsaken the commandment of God, and are keeping the tradition of men. Are you doing right in rejecting God's command, that you may establish your tradition? Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother, and he who speaks evil of father or mother shall surely die.' But you say, 'If a man says to his father or mother, anything the benefit of which you would have received from me is korban, that is, given to God, then you no longer permit him to do anything for his mother or father. You cancel God's message by your tradition. You do many such like things.'" He again summoned the crowd and said to them, "Listen to me and understand, all of you. Nothing that enters a man from the outside defiles him, but the things that come out of a man defile him." He left the crowd and entered a house. There his disciples asked him about the parable. He replied, "Are you also without understanding? Do you not understand that nothing that a man eats can defile him? What he eats does not enter his heart, but his stomach, and is later expelled." So he declared all foods clean, and continued, "The thing which goes out of the man, that defiles the man. From within men's hearts arise evil thoughts, fornications, thefts, murders, adulteries, greedy desires, malicious acts, deceit, sensuality, malice, abusive speech, arrogance, folly. All these things come from within, and they defile a man."